The stars of tomorrow are heard here on Next Rated.
I love it when I get to talk to new artists on this show, and especially artists that are going through interesting transitions in their career. I received an email from a PR company about an artist by the name of Ren Martinez, who has gone by a few different names, who has lived a few different lives, and already has music in her family. Ren, what's going on?
Hello, it's good to be talking to you. I'm excited.
Now, where are you right now physically?
I am in my home in Los Angeles in my apartment, where it's going to be 105 degrees today. So,
wow. Dry heat, right? No humidity?
Yes, very dry. Yeah.
Heavens to Betsy.
So it's not so bad yet, but it's already a little bit hot in here, but I'm at home.
Got it. Okay, so let's talk about this. You are the daughter of a musician. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually the daughter of two musicians, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, please give us the backstory.
Well, my dad, who is better known as an actor, he's actually, it's funny because when I was a little kid, he made a solo record of his music that he wrote and recorded. And when I was little, like, I thought he was a singer. Like, I thought that was his job. Mm-hmm. Because he's a really incredible singer and songwriter and plays guitar and plays piano. So I grew up with a lot of music in the house. And then my mom is like an amazing singer as well. And for the last like 10 years, my mom has sung backup vocals in this like funk, like rock band. Mm-hmm. So I've gone to a bunch of my mom's band's shows, which has also been really cool. But yeah, I have two very musical parents. My brother and sister are both amazing singers, and my brother's an amazing piano player as well. So there's a lot of music in the family.
Is your brother going out and starting his own career as well, or is piano just something that he does because he grew up around music and it's just something he can't control?
Well, my brother knows how to code, so that has been more useful to him. But he also, you know, he's a gigging musician too, and he does sound, like, he's got a lot going on, but he's also has like a, you know, a very marketable skill in his coding. Which I haven't quite learned that myself at this
point. What other tricks can you do outside of singing and making music? I can't code, but
yeah, you know, I feel like I've always been, you know, the type of person who love to write, love to read. And I think music, acting, those things kind of come out of that. Not a lot of STEM skills for me, but I've always kind of loved like all the different humanities. And I think being really into English and being really into reading, like, all growing up has, I think, really helped me as a songwriter in kind of a roundabout way.
Next Rated.
In this career of yours, tell me about the song Good Girl. Who was the inspiration behind that? Because it seemed pretty deep, and it was like either this was written about somebody she was with or somebody that she knows with somebody.
Interesting. Yeah. That song I wrote pretty soon after a horrible, horrible breakup. And it was also, I wrote that song in 2016. Mm-hmm. And I went through this breakup and I was really struggling. And I also, that was the year that Trump was elected for the first time and hopefully the only time, in my personal opinion. And I think that period of time for me was like this really intense mix of like personal turmoil And then everything else outside of my life seemed to also be in complete chaos. You know, there was just like so much anger and confusion. And I'm not really a very angry person, but I was feeling pretty angry at that time. And so I think that song for me, it is like, it is about a pretty specific situation in my life. But I think it was also influenced by kind of just like a general feeling of like this kind of just like boiling, I don't want to say rage, like that maybe feels a little bit too extreme, but I was a little bit in touch with like a side of myself, I think, that was a little bit more angry than I normally am. But it's funny because that song also, like, it's a pop song, and it's not like it's some like screamo whatever, like it's fully pop music. But I think for me, like, it was just like, it was a brutal time, and I was actually with my mom in Washington DC in a hotel room when I started writing that song.
Yeah,
because my mom and I decided to go to that first ever women's march that happened in DC.
Yeah.
So I guess it was like early 2017, like January, which again, like even that was such a big thing for me. I'd never been to DC, like very rarely travel. So like it was a really weird time. And I remember specifically like having my notebook in this hotel room and just like trying to get some things out of my head and onto the page. And that was the beginning of that song.
Next rated.
Lately I've been thinking only all the worst things about me. All the worst things about me. Go into a hole, everybody seems cool without me. Everybody's cool without me. Tennis shoes, pavement, only momentary release. Only momentary release. Try to shower myself with love like it's water, but the love slips through and a crack and crease. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. But we're not even halfway through. I know deep down we'll survive you.
excited.
Let's talk about your song Uncool. I heard the production, just like I heard the production on Good Girl. And I've got to ask you, I know that you're a songwriter, you're a vocalist, but are you doing your own production as well? Are you writing the music? Are you putting it together? How is that coming together for you?
Yeah, so all of the songs I have out now, and also all of the songs from this upcoming album release that I have, are all produced by my friend Brian Robert Jones, who I went to music school with. I've known him for a long time. So he's the producer on these songs. And we have worked together on music for like kind of our entire 20s. So I wrote all these songs, and then I would, you know, mock up like a little demo, or just go over to Brian's home studio and kind of plunk out the song. And I'll come in with like, you know, the bones of the song. And then he puts in a ton of work on the production side. And it's been like, you know, we've done all of this super independently, super kind of like scraped together. And so we kind of do it in different ways, but a lot of it is done like in his home studio, him doing the engineering. And then some of it we've gone to other studios around LA and gotten recordings done in there when we had things that were like, this could sound nicer than it could sound in a bedroom. So it's a mix of a lot of things, but he's the producer on it. And I'm really involved with that, in that process with him. And, you know, we both are coming up with parts and coming up with ideas, but he is putting in like all that production work. And he is like, you know, so many of his like musical ideas are in these songs as well.
Do you guys ever sit and write songs together on the spot too?
Well, he's a songwriter and he has his own project. He's like one of those guys that like is so insanely talented that like he can do a million things. So he's a songwriter in his own right, but for all of my projects so far, I always write the songs first and then bring them to him.
Next Rated.
When I wonder if you will get close enough for me to be sure you'll stay. I'm really wondering if you will get close enough for me to push you away. Each night I lie awake and memorize every word you say. And I wonder if you will get close enough for me to push you away. We'll be right back. you told me you were a liar. You only got what was coming to you, baby. 'Cause I told you I was a crier.
Of tomorrow,
yeah,
are heard here on Next Rated.
And that's where that song will go.
Awesome.
I'm gonna remix the shit out of this.
This is so fun.
Yes.
I don't know that any of these songs have ever been on the radio. So I think this is a first for me.
Well, you know, just remember us little people when you blow up. You know. All right, here's the last segment. Okay, so with all that being said about your name, mm-hmm. how do people find you social media wise so that they can check out more of your stuff?
Yeah, the best place to look is Instagram. I'm on there as renmartinez.ok. So renmartinez.ok. You can find me on there. That's where I'm most active, and that's where I'll be posting everything about the release. I'm going to be on TikTok as well under that name, but I'm waiting to TikTok until the last possible moment. So you can also, if there is an account on TikTok, same username, renmartinez.ok. Twitter, renmartinez_ok, because Twitter doesn't have dots.
Yes.
So I had to get creative.
It's not Twitter anymore. It's...
Oh, my God.
X.
I literally forgot I was living in a calmer past. I completely forgot. That's right. X. I'm on X. I'm also on Threads, if anyone's on there, which I'm actually enjoying.
Okay.
The same renmartinez.ok.
Thank you so much, Miss Martinez, for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you. This has been so much fun.
Hold on one second.
Next Rated.